Have you ever wondered why the news plays the same five stories again and again? Let me give you a little hint. Brainwashing and repetition is the most basic form of brainwashing. Join me as we look at the news cycle and talk about why the mainstream media is so gutless and afraid to report the truth. Happy Monday. Welcome to Troubled Minds News. I'm your host, Michael Strange, and this is the show where the conspiracy is the news. You know what that means? It means propaganda, disinformation, misinformation, all the things that make the world go around anymore, because that's the world we live in. This is again, one of those things where we started the show as part of the Troubled Minds radio thing, and the news segment just got longer and longer, sort of busted up the show into these odd segments where people tuned in for like missing 411 David Politis type stuff and ended up with like, you know, 30 or 45 minutes of news first. I got a comment which was super funny on one of the old podcasts, that one in particular, the David Politis missing 411, and some dude in the on iTunes left me a comment that said, talk about the moon more, what the fuck, because he tuned in for what the name of the show was, and we were talking about the news for quite a while. Anyway, so it made sense to like separate the two and do the news as its own thing. So if people tuned in for the news, they got the news, and it wasn't the old frustration of, well, how come these guys are talking about all this other shit that I didn't want to hear about? So anyway, so we peeled off this show to do the new show from Troubled Minds Radio, and here we are. And as part of the transparency process, this is your brain on the news. If you want to be part of the show, 702-957-1037. That's 702-957-1037. You can call, you can say hi, you can contribute to the news, you can whatever, show feedback, whatever it is, I don't know. It's all fine. And you can also click the Discord link at troubledminds.org. That's the official website, troubledminds.org. The Discord link is on top. The phone number is on top. You absolutely cannot miss both. They're right there. Plain view, not hiding. The other part of the transparency process of this particular show, god damn, this monitor is sagging down, is that, you can, all my links, I'm always going to share my links, because I want you guys to see where I get this information from. I'm not just making shit up. I am actually finding this stuff from the news cycles. And sometimes it seems ridiculous, but, well, this is the world we live in. So That's it. Let's do it. Let's get to the news. Shut up, Mike. Quit rambling. Let's go here. Speaking of conspiracy, the conspiracy news. Check this out. This is absolute insanity, in case you ever wondered if this was actually happening out there. Well, it certainly is. From Gizmodo.com, wouldn't you know it? Yes, indeed. Some Epson printers are programmed to stop working after a certain amount of use. Because God forbid you get your money's worth, right? Yes. Users are receiving error messages that their fully functional printers are suddenly in need of repairs. Printers remain one of the most frustrating pieces of consumer electronics, but it turns out a thirst for pricey ink and occasionally chewing up and choking on paper aren't the biggest challenges of using an Epson printer. See what I did there? As some users have discovered, the hardware might be programmed to simply stop working one day if used too frequently. The phrase planned obsolescence gets thrown around a lot with consumer electronics as a practice where a product is specifically designed and built with a limited lifespan so that it needs to be upgraded. Oh, or replace in just a few years' time. Most companies deny using this approach or will cite very specific but questionable reasons as to why it's necessary, says Mark Haven, a writer and lecturer at the University of New Haven in Connecticut, recently discovered. By the way, you know who also does this? Apple. Apple throttles old devices, so they stop working like they used to. Even though they're perfectly fine, they want it to be slow and chunky, so you have to go buy the latest version. So yeah, they do it, and they say that they do it because they're trying to save your battery and whatnot. No horse shit. Horse shit. They are doing this so you have to go buy a new one. That's exactly what's happening with this. This is it's all horse shit. It's all the reasons they give are horse shit. This is why we can't have nice things, guys, because these ridiculous companies have the planned obsolescence, and they're just like, hey, you know. And this is the thing. Now, here's the crazy part. Now, this is a conspiracy show, so I'm going to fucking say it. All right? So the air we breathe, like the carbon dioxide emissions, like the carbon emissions that come from us and when we breathe in the oxygen and breathe out the CO2, right? That, there's a war on that, on the very air we breathe, right? Because of climate change, because of destroying the world, because of all the things, right? Because of all the damn things. Okay, we're destroying the world because you dirty, dirty, useless eaters are out there breathing the air we need, right? Okay, well, check this out. These motherfuckers, all right, are literally just destroying the earth with the rare earth metals, with the landfills, with all the garbage because of money, because of pure greed, right? And this is what I'm saying. Like, the war on climate change and again, I am not a denier. I'm not that guy. I simply point out that the world is upside down in the way they go after things. This type of shit should be illegal, right? My opinion, it should just be fucking illegal that if you make something designed to break in 2 years, well, let's put it out there and nobody ever buy an Epson printer again. Done. I'm not gonna. How about you? And what's up? We got it in the chat here. What's up? Brindle36 says, I'm a computer technician. I confirm that this also happens with Canon printers as well. I had a few customers in here bring back their less than 1 year old printers that had suddenly stopped working. yes, indeed. Let's go back to this. Anyway, look. So which is it, right? So do we care about the world and the climate and the landfills and like actually being good shepherds of this planet, or don't we? And shit like this proves we don't, right? And it's from the top. It's from the people that run these major corporations. It's from the people in power. So, and this is the whole point of all this stuff when I talk about this. It's like, look, the people in power are like, rules for thee, but not for me, right? That's it, right? That's it. That's the way they do this shit. Or rules for thee, but not for me. I think it's that. Anyway, look, that's the point. That's why we get pissed off with like the jet setting, you know, what's the Kardashian girl that like takes 20-minute flights on her private jet, right? It's like, okay, fine, right? But then don't ever let me hear you bitching about climate change. Ever, ever, ever. Right? Because again, if you got the money to kind of outstrip the ability to weather the storm like this, you know, with a PR firm and all the rest of the shit, Leo DiCaprio jet setting the world over to go bang supermodels in France, right? Yeah, that's fine. And then he comes to these fucking award shows and complains about climate change. Bro, no. No. STFU, sir. Here we go. So planned obsolescence, blah, blah, blah. Haven recently took to Twitter to share a frustrating experience with their wife's very expensive Epson America printer, which seemingly out of the blue displayed a warning message stating that it had reached the end of its service life. Oh, okay. It then stopped working, requiring either a servicing to bring it back from the dead or a full-on replacement. Anybody ever went to get your electronics serviced? Yeah, it's expensive. It's expensive. Anyway, so what was the issue with the printer? A dead motor? A faulty circuit board? Nope. The error message was related to porous pads inside the printer that collect and contain excess ink. These wear out over time, leading to potential risks of property damage from ink spills or potentially even damage to the printer itself. Oh, so it stopped working because it might damage itself. Yeah. super good. I don't know. What do you think? Is this the world we live in? 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at TroubledMinds.org. Let's keep on trucking, shall we? CBS News. CBS News. One of the most trusted sources of news. There we go. Oh, yeah. Speaking of climate change, Senate passes Democrats' sweeping climate, health, and tax bill, delivering win for Biden. Is it, though? Is it really, though? This is the thing that drives me nuts about politics, right? Is that the only thing anybody ever, like, cheers on is spending more money, right? And we're going to bankrupt the shit out of this country, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. You know, we're in a recession. It's starting to happen. And, you know, that makes more sense. Let's just spend the more money, right? That we'll just spend our way out of a recession. That makes perfect sense. Anyway, listen to this. The Senate on Sunday passed Democrats' sweeping economic package designed to combat climate change, address health care costs, and raise taxes on large corporations. By the way, they're lawmakers, so they can just change the tax code anytime they want, but they won't because they just want to use it as an excuse to do shit like this. But anyway, marking a crucial achievement for President Biden and his party as they look to maintain their hold on Congress in the November midterm elections. The plan, now this is brass ball style, the plan called the Inflation Reduction Act cleared the upper chamber by a vote of 51-50 along party lines, with Vice President Kamala Harris providing the tie-breaking vote in the evenly divided Senate. Democrats use a fast-track legislative process known as reconciliation, which is also famous for squishing in Obamacare, in case anybody's wondering about that, reconciliation to pass the measure in the face of unanimous opposition from Republicans. Quote, "It's been a long, tough, and winding road, but at last we have arrived," Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said in remarks on the Senate floor. Yeah, inflation reduction by spending more money, by getting, let's see, how much money are they spending? Let's see, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. While the legislation is much more narrow than the sprawling $3.5 trillion proposal put forth by Mr. Biden last year, the tailored package had the backing of Manchin and Senator Kristen Sinema, a Democrat from Arizona, whose support was crucial, right? These two run the world now, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. Anyway, still Democrats praise the plan as their answer to addressing rising consumer prices and for its nearly $400 billion investment in fighting climate change, the largest ever. I saw this meme yesterday, which is super funny, and it's also super fucking true, right? We can think that the government is racist and corrupt, but somehow think that when we give it a lot more money, it will fix the weather. It makes perfect sense. 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link, TroubledMinds.org. There you go. This is my little climate change rant while we're at it. Shit. Like I said, look, it's not about the things. I think we should be good shepherds of the planet and we should not destroy this earth. All right. I really think that. And I do my best to not do that shit. I'm not leaving garbage all over the place and pouring oil down the drain and shit like this. Right. I'm not motor oil in the sewer. I'm not doing shit like this. All right. I don't do that stuff. There are people that do. Right. And there are corporations that do and don't give a flying. Anyway, 702-957-1037. Let's go to Science Alert. And here we go. Here we are. Oh, I already linked it. Yeah, let's go to this. Check this out. Earth's days are mysteriously getting longer, scientists say. Huh? Sweet. Sweet, right? Hey, why not? Hey, atomic clocks combined with precise astronomical measurements have revealed that the length of a day is suddenly getting longer, and scientists don't know why. This has a critical impacts not just on our timekeeping, but also things like GPS and other technologies that govern our modern life. Over the past few decades, Earth's rotation around its axis, which determines how long a day is, has been speeding up. This trend has been making our days shorter. In fact, in June 2022, we set a record for the shortest day over the past half a century or so. Okay. But despite this record, since 2020, that steady speed has curiously switched to a slowdown. Days are getting longer again, and the reason is so far a mystery. While the clocks in our phones indicate there are exactly 24 hours in a day, the actual time it takes for Earth to complete a single rotation varies ever so slightly. These changes occur over periods of millions of years to almost instantly when earthquakes and storm events can play a role. It turns out a day is very rarely exactly the magic number of 86,400 seconds. Okay. All right, look. sense that once again, like look, I'm a baseball fan, right? And when you talk about, let's say you call up a rookie, and bear with me for a sec, and they're terrible for like 2 weeks, right? They're just terrible. They can't get a hit. They look awful. They're overmatched at the plate. They can't do a thing, right? Well, there's a thing statistically called a sample size, all right? And you can't just throw away a rookie for after 2 weeks of, right, like him being struggling in the majors because, you know, number one, he's going to be human, and there's that sort of period to adapt to the new league and the new players and, you know, just the new and, you know, all the digs of the major leagues, right? But then there's another thing called a statistical sample size, all right, which means that even the best players in baseball have a bad couple weeks, all right. It's just the way it works. It's called statistics, all right. Now, okay, right. And so we're talking sample sizes now. So explain to me why this matters at all, other than a clickbait headline, because it says here, right? Again, since we've been able to measure, over the past few decades, and we're talking about millions of years of, right, this, get out of here, people. Get out of here. Over millions of years, Earth's rotation has been slowing down due to friction effects associated with the tides driven by the moon. The process adds about 2.3 milliseconds to the length of each day every century. A few billion years ago, the Earth day was only about 19 hours. Sweet. Billion years ago. Okay, I was going to say. For the past 20,000 years, another process has been working in the opposite direction, speeding up Earth's rotation. When the last ice age ended, melting polar sheets reduced surface pressure, and the Earth's mantles started steadily moving toward the poles. Anyway, sample sizes, guys, sample sizes. Anyway, this is, hey, and unless the Earth spins off its top, this is into the sun. This doesn't mean jack shit. 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at troubleminds.org. What time is it? Time for a quick break. Hang tight. No more about climate change today. This is Trouble Minds News. I'm Michael Strange. Be right back.
Are you digging the show? If so, you can support us quite easily and at no additional cost to you if you already have an Amazon Prime account. Since we stream on Twitch every day, all you have to do is link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, and they give you free games on a monthly basis for your personal use, and also a bonus $5 a month to send to your favorite streamer as a way to bring more people to Twitch. And all you have to do is sync up the two accounts and click subscribe. Thanks for considering us.
All right, welcome back to Troubled Minds News. I'm your host, Michael Strange. Let us continue, shall we? There's always more news to get to, so let's do exactly that. So let's go to this, space.com, one of my favorites. Mostly not propaganda, but sometimes propaganda. Let's read this, speaking of propaganda. China mulls using lunar satellites to probe the cosmic dark ages. Yeah, now we're talking. A proposed mission aims to use the moon as a shield to pick up faint cosmic signals. All right, that's cool, I guess. Chinese scientists want to use the moon to help get an unprecedented look at the early dark days of our universe. The team behind the Discovering the Sky at the Longest Wavelengths mission, known as the Hongmeng, want to send 10 satellites into orbit around the moon to pick up faint cosmic signals, using our celestial neighbor to block electromagnetic interference from human activity on Earth, which is a thing, unfortunately. A lot of these signals we get from space are... well, us. we're detecting ourselves, which seems less good. The aim is to gain a glimpse at the so-called cosmic dark ages, a mysterious era before the first stars began to shine, by collecting faint, stretched-out, ultra-long wavelength light emitted by hydrogen atoms formed by the Big Bang. Yeah, right, more chorizo. Totally. 9 daughter satellites will collect faint signals from the deep universe while orbiting on the far side of the moon, where terrestrial interference will be blocked. A mother satellite will then collect the gathered information from the daughter satellites and beam the data back to Earth when on the near side of the moon. All right. These low-frequency signals from the early cosmos are very difficult or impossible to receive on Earth due to the planet's ionosphere. The proposal is an innovative alternative to the much more costly and technically challenging route of setting permanent telescopes on the surface of the lunar far side, the South China Morning Post reports, citing Wu Ji, a senior Chinese space scientist. Now, it would make sense. Come on, guys. Look, if we're doing this right, this is what I'm saying. Can we stop making faulty printers and just build a telescope on the far side of the moon? right? Can we not just do this? Again, that's what I'm saying, right? We're living in the whole screwed up upside down where everything is, okay, let's continue to do the things that keep the elites in place, in power positions, right? Including destroy the world. That's fine. Right? Nobody gives a shit. Unless it's the weather, then people are super mad, right? They're like, oh, it's a little warmer. But it may not be, but just depends on who you ask. But I'm still super mad about the weather. But back to this. I promised no climate change. Back to this, right? Why don't we just build a telescope on the far side of the moon? That would be the best place for it, right? Literally blocking all the signals from Earth, all the light, all the ambient light. Just do its thing on the far side of the moon and boom. Out there into the cosmos. Boom. Anyway, 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link, troubledminds.org. Yeah. Boom. All right, here we go. Let's do this. Let's keep on trucking. What time is it? Fine. All right. Usually I'm behind, but I'm ahead or the other way around. Here we go. Let's go here. Russia has seen 70,000 to 80,000 casualties in attack on Ukraine, Pentagon says. This is from thehill.com. Yeah, holy shit. That's a lot of people. Russia's military suffered roughly 70,000 to 80,000 casualties since it first attacked Ukraine in late February, the Pentagon's top policy official said Monday. Quote, the Russians are taking a tremendous number of casualties, Colin Call, a Defense Department undersecretary for policy, told reporters. Continue, quote, there's a lot of fog in war, but I think it's safe to suggest that the Russians have probably taken 70 or 80,000 casualties in the last 6 months. Now, that is a combination of killed in action and wounded in action, and that number might be a little lower, a little higher, but I think that's kind of the ballpark, Call said. The Russian casualty figure is higher than previous U.S. estimates. CIA Director William Burns late last month estimated that 15,000 Russians have died in Ukraine and some 45,000 have been wounded. Burns, however, admitted that intelligence estimates of battlefield casualties are always a range and there's no perfect number. Yeah, because war is ugly and that's that. But what's going on? Yeah, so what happened to Russia? They were supposedly a fearsome superpower, and they're getting their asses beat in Ukraine. That's super weird, right? Strange. I mean, they do have, you know, like a guerrilla United States forces in there, right, that nobody wants to talk about, and, you know, Western forces in there, you know, training the Ukrainians how to use all this fancy gear we're sending them. But anyway, 702-957-1037. That's a lot of dead people. That's you know, war is hell, as they say, right? Let's continue. Let's keep on trucking. We've got this. We've got tweaktown.com, the moon. Let's go back to the moon for a moment. Here's why the moon disappeared for months on end. Yeah, did you guys hear about this? Earth's moon disappeared from view, and astronomers studying its history think they have found the reason for its disappearance. All right. Interesting. Robert says, heck, Ukraine has lost nearly half its soldiers. Is that right? Okay. All right. Here we go. Since humans could document anything, we have been recording the relationship between the Earth, the Sun, and the Moon. The documentation of the Earth, the Sun, and the Moon goes back thousands of years and is present cross-culturally. However, there are gaps in our recorded history, with one gap standing out. The May of the year 1110, when the moon disappeared from view for an entire month. With little knowledge of the phenomenon, researchers set out to uncover the mystery, with one study published in 2020 providing an updated theory on its disappearance. Pure BS, Ukraine is getting hammered. Okay, all right. All right. According to the study, the moon disappearing from the night sky was a result of the Hekla volcanic eruption that occurred in 1110. However, this theory was wholly completed as researchers sifted through numerous medieval documentation for references to a dark lunar eclipse or black eclipse. Scientists concluded that it wasn't just the Hekla eruption that blotted out the sun, but a string of volcanic eruptions that happened in various locations. Honshu's Mount Asama erupted in August 1108 until October of the same year and was described as several major volcanic events that caused stratospheric aerosol loading sufficient to induce a dark eclipse. Okay. I mean, I guess we've been doing this for a long time. Back to that Ukraine stuff for a second. And Robert's saying that pure BS, Ukraine is getting hammered. Well, yeah. I mean, war is hell for sure. And number one. And number two, I'm not exactly sure who to believe, right? Because especially propaganda is fierce all the time, but more fierce during elections and during wartime, okay? And so we have this information that we're getting. Again, do we believe Western sources? Do we believe Russian sources? I don't think you can believe either one. So, interesting anyway. So I don't know. War in Ukraine, all the rest of that stuff, I think it's complicated. And I don't know the answers there, as you know. Just point out the sources and seeing what people are saying. What's going on, guys? I thought a giant snake ate the moon. Yeah, it's possible. I think they say something like that, right? Anyway, let's keep on trucking. Let's go to interesting engineering. Yeah, this one's pretty good. I like it. All right, so what's going on inside of or behind a black hole? All right, let's read this. X-rays have been detected from behind a black hole for the first time ever. Yeah, as predicted by Einstein. That guy just continues to be right again and again and again. Researchers at Stanford University found an odd pattern while observing the X-rays from the supermassive black hole at the center of the galaxy, 800 million light years away. Sagittarius, eh? For those that don't know, the black hole, it appears, is spewing out these rays into the universe around it. Dan Wilkins, who made the observations, saw a number of thrilling but not unusual bright X-ray flares. Then the telescopes caught a surprise. More X-ray flashes that were smaller, later, and had different colors than the bright flares. Yeah, such a phenomenon has been theorized to exist before and explained by the fact that as gas descends into a supermassive black hole, brilliant flares of X-ray emissions are produced, exactly as seen by researchers. Okay. Short X-ray flashes were then observed after the flares subsided. These flashes corresponded to the reflection of the flares from the far edge of the disk, which had been curved around the black hole by its potent gravitational field. The flares then reverberated off of gas plunging towards the black hole. Although, even a rudimentary understanding of black holes reveals that it is a weird place for light to originate from, the theory suggests that these bright echoes are compatible with X-rays reflected from behind the black hole. Quote, any light that goes into that black hole doesn't come out, so we shouldn't be able to see anything that's behind the black hole, explained Wilkins, who is a research scientist at the Kavli Institute for Particle Astrophysics and Cosmology at Stanford and SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory. It's another strange characteristic of the black hole, however, he said, that makes the observation possible. The reason we can see that is because the black hole is warping space, bending light and twisting magnetic fields around itself, Wilkins added. The odd discovery was described in a study that appeared on July 28, 2022 in Nature. It is the first direct observation of light coming directly from behind a black hole, a scenario that Einstein's theory of general relativity predicted, but which had never been verified before. And there you go. There it is. Hey, what's really happening out there? I think we just have barely the foggiest. 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at troubledminds.org. And let's see. Let's link this. And where are we at time-wise? I think everything's fine. Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. All right. Let's do this one, then we'll take a quick break. All right, let's do this. Let's go to CNN.com, which, of course, is the most trusted source in news. The meme stock, the meme stocks, guys, it's back. Remember GameStop? Yeah, the meme stock craze is back. AMC, GameStop, and Bed Bath & Beyond soar. Yeah. Shares of movie theater chain AMC, video game retailer GameStop, and struggling home furnishing retailer Bed Bath & Beyond soared Monday, extending last week's big gains. AMC was up 16% and has now spiked 70% in just the past five trading days. Well, Bed Bath & Beyond shot up 40% Monday and has more than doubled in the past week. GameStop rose 12% Monday and has gained 30% in the last 5 days. What's going on? Oh, yes. All three consumer stocks have rabid followings among individual investors on Reddit and other social media sites. These investors are hoping to punish professional hedge funds and big institutional firms who have bet against these stocks by short selling them. short sellers profit when a stock goes down. This army of traders has galvanized on Reddit to support these so-called meme stocks, even though there are serious questions about the company's fundamentals. All three firms are expected to lose money this year and next. Streaming media services and gaming downloads pose challenges for AMC and GameStop. Bed Bath & Beyond just ousted its CEO following less than 3 years on the job after the company reported lousy results in June. They just closed the Bed Bath & Beyond right by us. Okay. Now, this is sweet, right? This is the people sticking it to the man. And meaning that these super hedge funds that literally just like revel in the destruction of these companies. And again, you know, I don't have any skin in the game in any of these companies. I kind of don't care. If you suck running your company, you should go out of business, right? Period. But in this case, well, they're being propped up by the good people of the interwebs. And the good people of the interwebs have galvanized around the idea that if they put money into a particular stock that's supposed to fail, well, the stock will not fail. They will prop it up and even cause gains. But these huge investment firms have sold short against these stocks, and which means if the stock goes up, these big firms lose money. So the strategy here is for the people of the world to just pump money into these stocks and make it hurt and hold and hold and hold and hold. And so whereas, you know, let's say everybody kicks in 50 or 100 bucks or a couple hundred bucks into the stock, it's not going to kill you, right? Because it's a little bit of money. But these hedge firms, hedge funds, and giant financial firms, oh, God damn it, this I'm going to have to get my Allen wrench out and fix this. Anyway, you guys will have to deal with it. But okay, but so yeah, that's what's going on with this. And they're going to hold and hold and hold and hold. And so a few hundred bucks for each person that put the money in is one thing. Another thing entirely is, these hedge funds that are losing tens of millions or even in some cases hundreds of millions because of this, right? So if everybody pulls their money out, it'll sink again, and then the hedge funds will make their money back and they'll gain profit. So the point is to hold as long as possible and make it so that the big boys have to sell at a loss, and there you go. Thereby, the people holding against the losses stand to gain eventually when the hedge fund gives up and sells at a loss, you see, so that they're sticking it to the man. I love it. I love it. I love it. And remember, the SEC was talking about doing an investigation when they did this with GameStop last year, which I thought was amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Hodl. Right, exactly. Hold. Don't sell. If you're part of this, hold. Hold. Do not sell. And I'm not a financial advisor, and this is not financial advice. I got to say that. But okay, there you go. All right. So we're going to take a quick break and get another word from our sponsor, which, of course, is you. This is Troubled Minds News. I'm Michael Strange. I'm going to get an Allen wrench and fix this shit. One moment. I'll be right back. Word from our sponsor, which is you. Don't go anywhere. Okay, welcome back to Troubled Minds News. I'm your host, Michael Strange. Allen wrench achieved, and let's get this properly set. All right, no hands. Okay, 702-957-1037. Bailey's got a great point. Also, not when the hedge fund gives up. They bought puts. Why haven't they been margin called yet? And that's exactly right, because they'll margin call you, but not the big boys, right? Interesting. Yep, there you go. When I need financial advice, I just go to what the Pelosi's are doing. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. 702-957-1037. Thanks for your patience with me. As we continue trucking, let's get back to the news. Let's go here. Let's do this. We got CNBC.com. And yep. To the moon. Check this out. We've got this. Speaking of out of touch people, explain this to me, please. From CNBC, this 41-year-old left the U.S. for Bangkok and lives a luxurious lifestyle on $8,000 a month. Come, just let that hang in the air. Can you not be fine in the United States living on $8,000 a month? Like, better than fine? Okay. All right. Anyway, Jesse Schoberg began plotting his escape from Elkhorn, Wisconsin when he was born in I don't care. I don't want to read this shit. I don't care. $8,000 a month, even in inflation style, is quite a bit of money. I mean, you know, anybody out there make $8,000 a month? You don't have to tell me. But, right? I don't. I don't. and 8,000 would be fine by me, right? So interestingly, apparently you have to move to Bangkok to make $8,000 a month work. No, just don't live in San Jose. I mean, or like what, New York City or something. I don't know. Anyway, it's not that much in San Francisco, to be honest. Yeah. Anyway, point is, I don't know. This 8 G's in a month is a lot of money, let's say. You know, let's say disposable income and the whole thing. So I don't know. What the hell's going on with this? These people are dumb. Yeah, there you go. I mean, if it said, go back to this real quick. If it said, this 41-year-old left the U.S. for Bangkok and lives a luxurious lifestyle on $800 a month, right? That'd be one thing. You'd be like, oh, 800 bucks? Shit, man. Like, I could scratch that out of, grinding some poker on the weekends or whatever, right? Like, internationally, because you can't play poker here in the United States because draconian assholes. But the point is that, $800 a month is quite a bit different than $8,000 a month is what I'm saying, right? There you go. James, $8,000 a month thing. That would be amazing. I'd feel like a millionaire. Exactly. Here in the States, not just Bangkok. Anyway, just saying. Anyway, let's keep on trucking. Let's go to this. I saw that headline. I was like, what the fuck? Like, are these people dreaming? Oh, just go buy an electric car, you knuckleheads. You don't like the gas prices? Just go buy an electric car. Oh, yeah. All right. A $70,000 electric car. I'll get right on that. SciTech Daily. Powerful radio pulses originating deep in the cosmos probe hidden matter around galaxies. Oh, nice. Now we're talking. Here we go. So-called fast radio bursts are pulses of radio waves, blah, 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 blah. As more fast radio bursts roll in, scientists are now investigating how they can be used to study the gas that lies between us and the bursts. Specifically, they would like to use the FRBs to probe halos of diffuse gas that surround galaxies. As the radio pulses travel toward Earth, the gas enveloping the galaxies is expected to slow the waves down and disperse the radio frequencies. In the new study, the research team looked at a sample of 474 distant FRBs detected by CHIME, which has discovered the most FRBs to date. They showed that the subset of 24 FRBs that pass through galactic halos were indeed slowed down more than non-intersecting FRBs. Quote, our study shows that FRBs, fast radio bursts, can act as skewers of all the matter between our radio telescopes and the source of the radio waves, said lead author Liam Connor, the Tolman Postdoctoral Scholar Research Associate in Astronomy, who works with Assistant Professor of Astronomy and study co-author Vikram Ravi. Continue, quote, we have used fast radio bursts to shine a light through the halos of galaxies near the Milky Way and measure their hidden material. Oh, there you go. Yeah, Robert's got it right. Whatever happened to hybrid cars? If the battery died, you could switch to gas. Yeah, right? Yeah, the cars are weird these days. Like, the ones that just, turn themselves off at the stoplight. When you stop, they, shut off when you're idling. There's no idling anymore. No idling allowed. Ooh. And then it starts back up when you get to go again. It's fucking weird. Anyway, what do you think? 702-957-1037 about this and all the rest of the things. Let's see where we at time-wise. Everything's fine. All right, let's go here. Let's do this and go to... no, thank you, CNN. Please don't. Okay. Well, here we go. I promise no more climate change today, but I fibbed. Let's go here. Yeah, wouldn't you know it? You guys are into conspiracies, right? Check this out from CNN. Billionaires are funding a massive treasure hunt in Greenland as ice vanishes. Okay. All right. Some of the world's richest men are funding a massive treasure hunt, complete with helicopters and transmitters on the west coast of Greenland. The climate crisis is melting Greenland down at an unprecedented rate, which, in a twist of irony, is creating an opportunity for investors and mining companies who are searching for a trove of critical minerals capable of powering the green energy transition. Oh, is that what they're looking for? Okay. A band of billionaires, including Jeff Bezos, Michael Bloomberg, and Bill Gates, the three most favorite people in America, of course, among others, is betting that below the surface of the hills and valleys on Greenland's Disco Island and Nusuak, how do you say that, peninsula, there are enough critical minerals to power hundreds of millions of electric vehicles. Oh, that's what they're doing. They're looking for rare earth metals, are they? Wait till Elon starts pulling them out of asteroids. In any case, quote, we are looking for a deposit that will be the first or second largest, most significant nickel and cobalt deposit in the world, Kurt House, CEO of Cobalt Metals, told CNN. The Arctic's disappearing ice on land and the ocean highlights a unique dichotomy. Greenland is ground zero for the impacts of climate change, but it could also become ground zero for sourcing the metals needed to power the solution to the crisis. Oh, the solution to the crisis. I see. And who gets more rich out of this? I'm going to let you guys figure that out. In any case, what's up? So they're spending their money to look for more money that they won't be able to use if everything goes terribly wrong. Real smart. Yeah, now, not only that, is this really what they're looking for? Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, I thought this was a pretty interestingly ironical, if you know what I mean. I know that's not a word, but I'm going to roll with it anyway. Let's go to fizz.org, one of my favorites, fizz.org. Let's do this. New information on gigantic jet lightning bursts that reach towards space. If you get here, I'll make it full screen. You guys can see this. Yeah, there's some pretty sweet photographs in here. A detailed 3D study of a massive electrical discharge that rose 50 miles into space above an Oklahoma thunderstorm has provided new information about an elusive atmospheric phenomenon known as gigantic jets. The Oklahoma discharge was the most powerful gigantic jet studied so far, carrying 100 times as much electrical charge as a typical thunderstorm lightning bolt. The gigantic jet moved an estimated 300 coulombs of electric charge into the ionosphere, the lower edge of space, from the thunderstorm. Typical lightning bolts carry less than 5 coulombs. Anyway, between the... where's Microsoft Mike when you need him? Let's find out. I'll get a sip of coffee and we'll let the AI do the heavy lifting for just a moment.
The gigantic jet moved an estimated 300 coulombs of electrical charge into the ionosphere, the lower edge of space, from the thunderstorm. Typical lightning bolts carry less than 5 coulombs between the cloud and ground or within clouds. The upward discharge included relatively cool, approximately 400 degrees Fahrenheit, streamers of plasma, as well as structures called leaders that are very hot, more than 8,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, thank you, my lovely assistant, Microsoft Mike. Quote, we were able to map this gigantic jet in three dimensions with really high-quality data, said Levi Boggs, a research scientist at the Georgia Tech Research Institute and the paper's corresponding author. Continue, quote, we were able to see very high-frequency sources above the cloud top, which had not been seen before with this level of detail. Using the satellite and radar data, we were able to learn where the very hot leader portion of the discharge was located above the cloud. Now, interestingly, this is one of those things where when you talk about weather effects and we talk about lightning and we talk about how and why and where it manifests and how long it stays in a place and moves and all. I mean, we know very little about the rest of that shit, right? We can talk about lightning in terms of, oh, you know, it's beautiful on a thunderstorm night when the ozone's in the air. Right? You can smell it. You can smell the lightning coming. Okay, but the thing is this. Scientifically, we know very little about what causes it, about where it comes from, about how long it stays, about why some are more or less powerful, about all kinds of things, right? And there are many, many ways and things of, I don't know. You tell me. I don't know the answers here, but I do know that we're still, for as much as we do know, there's a shit ton of stuff we don't know. And that's a fact, Jack. What's up, Derek? The Night Stalker has arrived. 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at troubledminds.org. I think we're just in time. Let's do one more, take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. Let's do this. Oh, speaking of, I wasn't speaking of this, but I'm gonna talk about it now. You guys ever have cable TV or cord cutter type stuff? Check this out. I do. I have this. This is from Mashable.com. Google TV is likely adding 50 free live channels. Here's the list. I've been making this joke for years, and it's the damn truth. You can have like 1,000 channels on cable TV, and there's not a damn thing to watch. So now we're gonna have 1,050 channels, and well. Still not a damn thing to watch. If you use Android TV successor Google TV, brace yourself. I don't have Google TV, my bad. 50 free live channels are on their way. 9 to 5 Google has decompiled a new version of the Android TV app, revealing that Google TV might be looking to expand its live TV options. According to some text in the app, you'll be able to enjoy 50 channels of live TV without the need to subscribe, sign up, or download. Here's the amazing list, in case you guys are just wondering. Bring back the Cartoon Network. Nope, let's see, is it Cartoon Network? It is, nope. ABC News Live, America's Test Kitchen, we got Battery Pop, CBC News, we got Chive TV, Deal or No Deal, Divorce Court. Yeah, right? We got all kinds of stuff. We got Movie Max, we got Newsmax TV, The Pet Collective, we got Power Nation, Today All Day, Toon Goggles, USA Today, The World Poker Tour, Wu-Tang Collection TV, no Cartoon Network. Exactly. I don't know. 100 channels, but 50 of them are in Spanish. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. With Google TV, TV watches you. Exactly. Anyway, I thought it was funny. It's like, oh, the 50 more channels I'll never watch. That sounds fantastic. 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at TroubleMinds.org. Don't go anywhere. More after a quick word from our sponsor, which, of course, is you. Be right back.
Are you digging the show? If so, you can support us quite easily and at no additional cost to you if you already have an Amazon Prime account. Since we stream on Twitch every day, all you have to do is link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, and they give you free games on a monthly basis for your personal use, and also a bonus $5 a month to send to your favorite streamer as a way to bring more people to Twitch. And all you have to do is sync up the two accounts and click subscribe. Thanks for considering us.
All right, welcome back to Troubled Minds News. I'm Michael Strange. Let us continue, shall we? Moving on from the 1,000 channels on and nothing to watch. Let's go here. We are in the golden age of content, and it's a shame that so much of it is bad. It's a shame. There's some good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, you guys, anybody see Sandman? 4 episodes in, I think it's pretty good. I think the Sandman's pretty good on Netflix. Anyway, here we go. IGN.com reports this. Speaking of content, look at this. I thought this was super funny. Peter Jackson considered hypnosis to forget the Lord of the Rings movies. What the fuck? Okay. Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson really wanted to forget making those movies. During an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, the 60-year-old filmmaker explained why he wanted to forget all about Middle Earth, and it was for a very good reason. Was it, though? quote, "When we did the Lord of the Rings movies, I always felt I was the unlucky person who never got to see as a coming out of the blue film," he said. "By the time they were screening, I was immersed in it for 5 or 6 years. It was such a loss for me not to be able to see them like everyone else." Really? Really? Okay. All right. You poor baby. You didn't get to see through the fans' eyes the movie that you made. Poor baby. Hypnosis. Why not? Jackson was instrumental, I can't say it, in bringing the Lord of the Rings to the big screen, starting with the Fellowship of the Ring in 2001. He followed it up with the Two Towers in 2002, and finally, the Return of the King in 2004. What's up? So additionally, Jackson followed them up with The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey, as well as its sequels, The Desolation of Smaug and The Battle of the Five Armies, which really should have been 2 movies, not 3. But anyway, but he still yearns to watch the film solely as fun. Quote, "I actually did consider going to some hypnotherapy guy to hypnotize me to make me forget about the films and the work I had done over the last 6 or 7 years so I could sit and enjoy them," he said. "I didn't follow through with it, but I did talk to British mentalist Darren Brown about that, and he thought we could do it." Yeah, that's fine. Let's just erase, I don't know, 10 years of your memory. This is fine. So you can enjoy a movie? Yeah.
The bread went moldy on in 2 days.
You have just witnessed the sudden end of the news show. I'm APOC, Apocalypse Tau Podcast. I hang out with the weirdos. We have here with us JP and Gigi.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Trouble Minds Radio. Unfortunately, this show has ended early because Peter Jackson is a fucking idiot. So in the meantime, you can listen to me and JP over at shifthappensradio.com every Friday at the same Michael Strange time.
Hey, this is JP, and I'm also on Shift Happens on Friday nights with GG. And I really wish sincerely that I could do something for Peter Jackson. I feel terrible about his situation. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. This is Matt from Colorado. I'm a regular Troubled Minds listener and participant. And I'm going to go over tomorrow night to Shift Happens and talk to GG and JP. Always good times on the fringe. Good shows.